Many of us are struggling with the fear of the coronavirus. Personally, my family's trip to Italy for Pesach has been canceled. Many of us have seen our stock market portfolio, the value, dropping significantly. And yet, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha. Chazal tell us that we should be happy during this month. And the question is, how do you do that? How can we feel a sense of simcha in this climate of tremendous anxiety? So I'd like to begin to tackle this question by asking, what are we actually supposed to do once Adar arrives? How do we articulate the happiness that we are supposed to feel during this month? What's even more strange is that the Gemara tells us, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, and Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, that we increase the joy in Adar and diminish it in Av. And the Gemara provides guidelines for how to minimize happiness in Av by refraining from certain types of building and planting and certain other happy practices. But there are no guidelines for Adar. And there are guidelines for happiness in Halacha, eating meat and drinking wine. But we don't find any such requirement to have burgers or steaks every night of Adar or have wine every day during Adar. So what should we be doing now, and why is there no guidance about what we should do? And just to complicate matters, Rashi explains, Mishenichnas Adar Yemei Nisim Hayu LiYisrael. We should be happy because these were days of miracles for the Jewish people. Purim uPesach, Purim and Pesach. There's just one problem with this statement. There's no Pesach in Adar. Pesach is a Nisan holiday, not an Adar holiday. Why does Rashi essentially state that we are happy in Adar because of the miracles Purim and Pesach. Now the Avnei Nezer tries to deal with this question, and he says that just like Elul is a preparation for the month of Tishrei, Adar is a preparation for the month of Nisan. But what does that really mean? How can the month of Adar be a preparation for Nisan, for Pesach? Let's see. The theme of Adar is happiness, as evident by the Gemara. And Nisan is the month of redemption, of freedom, of liberation. So I guess what the Avnei Nezer is saying, perhaps based on Rashi, is that we prepare for freedom through happiness. But that's odd. Because if we were to think about the relationship between freedom and happiness, it would seem that freedom is a prerequisite for happiness. But happiness is not a prerequisite for freedom. It makes sense that people themselves know best what will make them happy, and therefore they will enjoy life more if they can follow their own preferences, if they can be free. In other words, freedom leads to happiness, freedom first, and happiness second. But of course, that's the opposite of the timeline here. We don't have a month of freedom followed by a month of happiness. We have a month of happiness followed by a month of freedom. And perhaps even preparing for a month of freedom. So what does that exactly mean? How does the happiness of Adar prepare us for the freedom of Nisan? Perhaps we can argue that there is freedom and then there is freedom. There are two different types of freedom. One type of freedom is physical autonomy, the removal of physical obstacles to prevent you from making choices. And that type of freedom can certainly lead to happiness. If I was a slave and my time wasn't my own, and now I am physically freed, then my time is my own. I can do what I want, and therefore I will be happy. That is the first freedom that was granted to us in Nisan and during the holiday of Pesach. We were freed, which provided us the opportunity to be happy. But there's more to freedom than simple physical autonomy. There's more to freedom than, for example, simply removing obstacles to enable freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of the press in this country. There is a higher level of freedom, an internal level of freedom, an internal feeling of being free to express who we truly are, our very essence, what the philosopher Isaiah Berlin referred to as positive liberty. Because even after the restraints and the obstacles are removed and we are nobody's slave anymore, do we truly feel free in the highest sense of the word? Do we feel, as the Mishnah states, Ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osik batorah? Do we feel free to live a life of Torah? Now what does that mean, that freedom is someone who occupies himself in Torah? Rav Soloveitchik has explained that when we submit ourselves to God and to divine Torah values, then in a sense we are free. That we free ourselves from all other anxieties and pressures in the world. Because there's always pressure to act in a certain way or not act in a certain way, whether or not it is prohibited by law. There's not only pressure from the Torah how to behave. There's peer pressure. There's societal pressure. There are so many different pressures in life. And following the Torah path in some sense frees us from all external pressures. But the question is, how do we get there? How do we achieve that level of spiritual freedom of Nisan, of Pesach, when we are not only thankful to no longer be slaves to Paro, but we are thankful to be servants of God, to be Bnei Chorin who are Osek Batorah? Now that's where Adar comes in, the month of happiness. Mishenichnas ab mematin besimcha means that we engage in specific acts, and there are specific guidelines for how to create a sense of sadness, to recollect a sad time in our history which already started when the enemy broke through the walls of Jerusalem and marched towards the temple to destroy it in the month of Av. The goal of diminishing happiness in Av is to reflect upon that sad time thousands of years ago, beginning from the first of Av until the tenth of Av. But there are no specific guidelines for being happy in Adar. Because first of all, nothing happy happened during the first 2 months, 2 weeks of the month until Purim itself. And therefore, maybe happiness does not reflect a requirement to remember a happy event during this time. But there is a requirement to reflect upon the quality of happiness, to feel happy, to use the holiday of the month to teach us about this midah, this character trait, because that is how we prepare for the higher level of freedom that we celebrate on Pesach, by working on our happiness. If you read self-help books or guides about how to achieve happiness, many of them talk about two key steps that will help us live happier lives. The first is to surrender, which is the opposite of the way many of us operate. We normally attempt to control outcomes and situations to make things happen. But to achieve happiness, we need to surrender. Surrender occurs when we realize our need to control things, when we release our need to control things, and instead choose to place a higher level of trust and faith in the process of life. We do what we can, and then we surrender and accept what will come, knowing that we have done our best, and that's all that we can do. The Divrei Yecheskel writes that the appropriate intention when we pray is Ve'im kiyesh la'adam levakesh b'chol kocho v'kavanaso u'laharbos b'tachnunim al kol hitzta rachi yutav. Even though a person should make requests during prayer with all his needs, and with all his strength and concentration to increase supplications for all his needs, ach, acharei ha'tfilah, yehei beinav, kimi sheishlich es hadavar el Hashem yisparach. After a person prays, he should be like someone who has thrown the matter into the hands of God, as it were. Working as hard as we can to affect the outcome through our physical actions and our heartfelt prayers, and then handing the outcome over to God and accepting that outcome is a key to happiness, knowing that we've done all that we could. And that is a central theme in the story of Purim. Esther cries out to Mordechai when he asks her to beg the king to overturn Haman's decree, saying, "How could I do this? I haven't seen the king for 30 days. What if he kills me?" And Mordechai tells Esther that she has a responsibility. And after all, maybe this is why she was chosen as queen, for this very moment. And it is then that our heroine takes charge, and in one of the most significant turning points of the story says, Lech kenos es kol ha-yehudim anim tzeim b'shushan, gather all the Jews to be found in Shushan. V'tzumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shlosh ha-shamim laila v'yom. Fast for me and do not eat or drink for 3 days. Gam ani v'narosai atzum came. Also, my young maiden and I will fast as well. U'v'chein avo la'amelch asher lo kadas. Then I will approach the king against the law. V'chasher avadati, avadati. And if I perish, I shall perish. We will pray and fast and use our best efforts to overturn this evil decree at a time when God's divine presence is hidden. And then we surrender the outcome to God, knowing that we've done all that we could. When we surrender, when we release our need to control things and accept life as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as God presents it before us without any expectation, then this is what leads to happiness. And there's something else that generates happiness, and that is when we do something good for someone else. If we put a smile on someone else's face, it naturally makes us happy. When we live lives of service, doing for others, we become different people. We feel productive, we feel less entitled and more grateful. And all of this leads to greater happiness. And the month of Adar is not only a month of Purim. The Sfas Emes asks, what is Marbin Besimcha? What is this increase of happiness in Adar? It's not Purim. Purim is not until the middle of the month. But the simcha is mishum sheba adar hayakim akorbanos v'hamikdash. Adar was the month of the upkeep of the sacrifices in the temple. Diva adar zman shkolim lechadesh b'nisan atruma chadasha. Adar is the time to collect donations for the public sacrifices of the new year, beginning in Nisan. V'nadfu b'nei Yisrael b'simcha shiklei hakodesh. And B'nai Yisrael donated with happiness, each one a half shekel. The happiness of Adar is the happiness of giving, of service, of the entire community coming together and participating. Because happiness is generated when we live a life of service. That is the challenge of Purim. That is the challenge of Adar, to learn about happiness. To think about how we can remain happiness in times of anxiety. When we honestly do not know what the future will hold regarding the coronavirus and how it may or may not drastically impact our very lives. We are happy by surrendering and learning to accept the result, as difficult as it may be, after we've given our all, knowing that we've done everything that we can and the outcome is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doing our best to count the many blessings that we do have. And we are happy by living a life of service, of giving, a life devoid of feelings of entitlement, a life of gratitude. Remember, fighting to be happy is a choice. We choose whether we want to fight to be happy or not. We choose whether we are going to fight to feel lousy about ourselves or anxious or fearful or angry, or whether we will fight, as difficult as it may be, where we will fight to have a loving perception of ourselves, of others, and our circumstances. If we use this month of Adar to fight and to work on this midah of happiness, then we emerge from feelings of fear and anxiety with a feeling of purpose, with a feeling of gratitude, and ultimately, hopefully, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the help of God, a feeling of true happiness. As we prepare ourselves in our march to true freedom, the freedom of the month of Nisan, and the freedom of Pesach.